Zays and Bubbly's, the word sale. And right now at Safeway, it's a big one. With your club card, you can save 30% on all Washington wines. Plus, get an extra 10% off when you buy 6 bottles or more. With savings that big, mix and match your favorites. Wine sale. Ah, oh, that has a lovely finish to it, doesn't it? Save 30% on Washington wines at Safeway. Ingredients for life. 10% offer valid on 750 milliliter or larger bottles. March means spring, and at Safeway, March also means a whole month of deals on frozen favorites. Use your club card in the frozen food department all month long for the big event. Like this week, get delicious DiGiorno pizzas, 2 for just $10, selected varieties. And load up on other popular brands like Eggo waffles and Green Giant vegetables. Just look for the specially marked tags in the frozen food aisles and save. Celebrate spring all month long with cool savings on frozen favorites at Safeway. Ingredients for life.
Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days is here. It's our biggest sale and event of the season with huge discounts on the latest gear from all your favorite brands. Plus, check out our Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters and free seminars. Don't miss Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days, in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
With nearly 90% of Washington dentists, Delta Dental's widest network gives you the most choice to find your favorite dentist. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
You don't need a special occasion to have a special meal, you know, like a juicy steak or seafood from Cold Pacific Waters. This week at QFC, you can save on everything you need to make even a weeknight meal special. Start with certified Angus beef. Right now, get certified Angus beef New York steaks for just $5.99 a pound. For the seafood lover, may we suggest wild-caught halibut or sockeye salmon fillets. They're only $9.99 a pound. And the perfect side for surf or turf is tender asparagus, maybe roasted with a little lemon juice. Bring home fresh asparagus for only $1.88 a pound. Plus, you can save on family favorites like Chobani Greek yogurt. Pick up select varieties and get 10 for just $10. Look for more great meal ideas throughout the store. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Have you tried the excellent Washington State wines? Get to know the area vineyards and save. Buy 6 or more bottles of select Washington wines and save 15% at QFC.
The Northwest Women's Show, Friday, March 1st through Sunday, March 3rd. NWWomenshow.com.
You're in your car, and that annoying check engine light comes on. You're tempted to call its bluff, tape over it, and wait it out. But you know there's a better way. AutoZone. They'll help you find what the problem is for free. They sell tape there, too. But you won't be needing it.
Put your tax refund to work and let AutoZone help you with your check engine light. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you get it fixed. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I-5 southbound near 45th, we've got a stall blocking the left lane. Also, I-5 southbound in the main lanes at Seneca, we have an accident blocking the right lane. Apparently, there's some fire and aid blocking the lane there. Also, looks like in the express lanes, we had an incident that just got cleared up, but really, the rain's coming down and really impacting the drive, so please take it easy out there. Everett to Seattle right now taking you 67 minutes.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate.
Who says you can't get rewarded for driving safely? With Allstate, you get a check in the mail twice a year. Every year, you don't have an accident. To get a quote, talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands?
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
All right. It's not really usable as a piano, but it has sucked me in. All right, let's see. So you can't, your fingers, you can't be accurate.
This is a toy. It's not a musical instrument.
I know it's a toy.
Look how much fun you're having.
No, I'm miserable.
how about playing something you really know well?
I know this song really well. I'm playing it on stage at Tulalip in 2 weeks.
Well, I know, but you've been practicing this song a lot. And it's Alone by Heart, but it's not a universally known, I mean, something.
Well, it requires two hands on the piano.
Right.
What's one thing that we do with the Impalers that we've done since day one or something that you...
How about the intro to Little Help from My Friends? Can you do that? I mean, everybody knows that.
But the problem with that... It's one finger. I got one finger for this app. I'll tell you right.
Texter says, dang, Bob, ease up on the cute little piano app. It's just novelty. Not every app has to solve some pressing world issue.
Then I know. You're right. You're right, Texter. But why does Apple make that?
How about
that,
the Cure Cancer app for $3.99? Man, really changed my life.
That'd be like a brain surgeon seeing someone trying brain surgery.
At first, I ran through it on my app here. The right. Fix the Guy app.
You know that game Operation?
Yeah.
Where you would like perform an appendectomy? I'm sure that irritated surgeons.
You know, there's got to be an app for that. Is there an operation app? I'd go for that.
Texter says, Bob is a piano snob. And since when are commercials reality?
I know. Hey.
You're making everyone so mad right now.
It will meet or beat anyone's price. There we go. All right. That's a little bit of a loan.
Outstanding.
No, it's awful.
App hate brought to you by Toyota Puyallup.
The point I was making is that the phones are now so competitive, and this is the good part about it. They're so competitive, and the screens are so competitive. What a time we live in for all of us. You know, for a while, I was an Apple snob. It's like, if you don't buy Apple, you will be left behind. Mm-hmm.
And you now, said that to me 2 days ago, I think.
I think it was 2 days ago, yeah. And now, like, I had a friend who's like, I ditched my Apple. Look at this cool new thing. And I'm like, sure, whatever.
Would you call that a song? Samsung song, is that what you called it?
Note.
A note.
Is that the one you think that
that's
he had?
That's a bigger than a phone thing, yeah.
But it's still a phone.
Someone called it a phablet.
I love it.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, everybody tries to protect their market. So Apple doesn't want me, even though this iPad uses a phone number, they don't want me to make phone calls on it because then they would, cannibalize the sales of their phones, which they don't want to do.
When it comes to technology, I don't think anybody stays on top forever.
No, you can't.
I mean, you look back at just TV brands. I mean, you know.
One company has stayed on top since day one.
Which one?
Q-tips. That's technology. It's not technology.
It's not technology.
You don't plug it into technology. The wall. I'm talking innovative electronic gizmos here.
Mm. Technology is something that uses electricity, I think.
Okay.
I would think it's anything that uses electricity.
I would think it's any kind of mechanical machine type device.
So you bang a solar one, I agree with you. It's something that is running. You could run it on solar, maybe, independent. Maybe that'll be the new technology that comes along.
The screen is its own charging station?
I think someday that's going to be everything, yeah. Yep. You look outside, there's so much energy. Look at the energy. There's enough energy to grow all those trees on that hill. How come we can't harness it?
Oh, baby. I was just in Eastern Washington 2 weekends ago, and you see those wind farms?
Yeah.
I can't wait until there's a wind farm every single spot in the skyline. I love
the wind.
You love wind. Oh, man. The wind farms are so gorgeous. They're so powerful. Whoever constructs those is like, they're using the best materials. It's the most amazing way to harness, you know, what we've got going on in a beautiful and simple way. I'm kind of obsessed with the wind farms.
Are you? The way I am with solar.
Yes.
Yeah. Both are great. You know, they have to become a viable business. So it's the same reason that Apple with these tablets gets competed with other people. They make a tablet a slightly different size. Because the average person who goes to the store, who's, you know, being converted to, okay, I need one of those things. I've had my brick phone on the construction site forever. Mm-hmm. I'm losing business because I'm not getting emails.
I got a dumb phone, as per the word of the...
Your dumb phone, which is now in the Oxford Dictionary. They go in and shop, and they don't know that you're supposed to buy an Apple. They just look at the phones, and they go, well, I like the size of that one.
And yeah, I can actually see the screen on this one. It's a little bit bigger than...
And since they all do about the same thing now, it's kind of interesting. Steve Jobs is rolling over in his grave. He hates this. If he were around... Oh, God, I wish he was. Which line do you want me to take, Eric? Take one.
Line one.
Cherry Danger? Is that your name?
That is my name.
Hi, Cherry. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Great.
The reason why I'm calling is because I'm in a band called Death by Stars, and we play Seattle Tacoma, and you guys were talking about how iPhones and iPads don't work as a real instrument, and that's actually what I use to run my drum.
That's your phone? You use your phone?
I use my phone for live sampling, so I can do, like, YouTube samples live. I can pull anything from the internet and intersplice it into our show. And then I also use it for live samples and drum machines.
Wow. How old are you, Cherry, may I ask?
I'm 30 years old.
30 years old. And you are, is it an avant-garde band, may I say?
Yeah, we play electronic post-punk rock.
Got it.
Cool.
Which means some simplicity, but avant-garde electronic sounds are fantastic for you.
Yes.
Can I hear some of your music?
Yeah, you can find us online at deathbystars.com.
Deathbystars.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Death by Stars. Here's Pedro. He's got it.
I got it right here.
He's got the real music. Okay, here we go. This is cool. Cherry Danger. Music you can make with a phone. Wait till the time
is right. Don't give. Anybody else freaked out by the way that's traveling from one side of my head to the other side of my head and back?
I thought Led Zeppelin had the patent on that. It's called stereo.
No, I mean it's moving from one side to the other and then went back. Did anybody else feel that? Or is it my... Did Dirk Benedict slip something into my coffee?
No, that's what it's doing. It's panning and stereo. All right, it's very cool, Cherry. That's weird, interesting stuff.
See them?
Yeah, so you can use them as instruments, and I love it. And I play it live, and it's a whole lot of fun.
And I got to commend you on grabbing that domain, deathbystars.com, before all these asteroids started falling to
That's
Earth and
true.
Stuff.
That's true, we did. We totally got that before. It's like we came from the future.
Yeah.
You might as well mention, since you've got us on the horn, that you guys are playing the New Frontier Lounge in Tacoma on Saturday.
We are. We're going to have a total crazy galactic bash.
Would you
so
come and play?
Come on down and you can party with Cherry Danger.
All right. Would you play on our show some morning?
I would love to.
Cherry Danger. And you will play with your phone live. We can have people watch that.
I will play with my phone and my iPad live for you guys.
All right. I stand totally corrected. I'm the old get off my lawn. Get off my iPad with that piano.
Hey, Bob, I can play drums with your iPad. Give me your iPad a minute.
No.
Come on, let me.
I just want to say that I love you guys. I listen to you all the time. You're hilarious as hell, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Cherry Danger. The band Death by Stars.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Named before the asteroids, and Cherry Danger, named back when she had something to protect.
Oh, boo! She's the lady. Yeah. For God's sake.
He's all the old woman. He's the kind I like alone.
Cherry, all right, I'm going to put you on hold because we've never had your kind of music on our show.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
With their feel-good hit, Everywhere, A State of Terror.
That's from their children's album, right? Good luck getting to sleep. Yeah.
Peter, do you have that one? Yes. All right, here's Everywhere, A State of Terror. You're liking this stuff, Jody.
I love it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I could jog on the treadmill to this.
It's kind of a 21st century Husker Du. I like that too. That's pretty good.
Cherry Danger is coming in.
Oh my gosh! All the text messages are telling me that wind farms are bad.
They kill birds, but I wasn't going to mention.
Well, screw the birds. But somebody said the drive, well, I don't care about the drive. I like looking at them. But they're saying that they have to spin at 85% power for 15 years for the company to get back the money they invested in putting them up.
Well, look, whether that stat itself is accurate or not, it is accurate to say that if it were a great business model, they'd be building them like crazy.
I like looking at them.
I know.
What I hate is when one of those falls over into the Gulf of Mexico and that big horrible natural disaster.
All that
is wind farm.
All that wind
yeah.
spills out all and kills
wake,
all those.
It makes all that wake. Oh, it's the worst. And what it does to birds
all
and fish
shrimp
down there.
Covered
oh my God.
Wind.
Covered in wind.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chris in Bellevue. Hello.
Hey, Bob. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Good to have you guys. Good to talk to you guys. I love your show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You were talking about how things are, you know, things are going to be running on solar a lot more. That Citizen Watch, which is a big watch company, they started way back, I don't know, 10 years ago with Eco Drives, which are basically, I thought it was movement. You know, every time you move, it kind of wound a spring inside, but it's actually solar screens. The screens of the watch are solar, and now they've got them. So I think just about every Citizen. And they run, they're so good, they've gotten so good with the technology, they run on, you can charge them in fluorescent, you can charge them inside, so
oh, yeah.
it's not, you don't have to be outside.
Echo Drive came out about 12, 11, 10 years ago,
yeah.
and Citizen was the pioneer, and motion, it was motion-driven for a while, just moving your arms, and every day was wound your watch for you. But now,
right.
he's right, photocells are built in every Citizen Echo Drive watch, and you never will wind or buy a watch battery again. And they're great, great timepieces.
Thank you very much. Greg in Marysville.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Excellent.
Hey, they said it takes so many years for it to generate enough power for it to pay for it. It costs about $200,000 to make a wind tower.
Right. And it used to cost $200,000 to make a 10-inch flat-screen TV, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then the nacelles, the props on top are shipped over usually from Korea or Japan, and they generate enough power. Each wind tower, the biggest one, the 1 megas can produce enough wind power to produce power for I believe it's 5,000 homes.
Wow.
At a time. They're
great.
They are very efficient.
Yay.
Even the birds that fly into them die gladly for their comfort.
Right.
Yeah, it's a sacrifice. It's
perfect.
Something that we have to give up for it.
Thank you, Greg.
And if you haven't tasted chopped condor,
delicious. Mwah. I think they with Brussels sprouts with bacon
Yum.
Jam on them.
Yum.
Pre-crime in Seattle. It exists. Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn and Police Chief John Diaz announced Wednesday the police department has begun using new predictive policing software in our east and southwest precincts. Southwest. That's your neighborhood, right?
I don't think I'm
Southwest.
Yeah, right on the you would
southwest.
Be heading that way.
Somewhere
yeah.
White Center.
That's a politically correct way of not naming the neighborhoods by name, isn't
no.
it?
Yeah. Southwest.
More of the South Park, White Center kind of area.
I mean, you could predict pre-crime just by standing somewhere and say, I think something terrible is about to happen.
That's exactly what they're gonna do.
So here's what they're doing. They're calling it predictive policing. And they're using software. The technology allows police to act instead of react in responding to crime while fulfilling a commitment in the city 2020 plan, which is to try not to have too many stories on 2020 when it airs. No, it's actually 20 reforms in 20 months. And it was designed by UCLA with the Los Angeles Police Department.
Huh.
They have these software models where they predict aftershocks from earthquakes. Software is called a predictive policing. It forecasts locations where crime is likely to occur within a geographic area as small as 500 feet by 500 feet. We used to call this profiling. Now we say the software told us where you were, you know, what the bad corner was. Right.
We use a skin pigment and the amount of hoodie that covers the face to determine the potential crime.
Fine by me. Whatever works.
A complex algorithm, they say.
Complex.
These are not the droids you're
right.
looking for.
We measure that times the inches of his waist is from his actual waist and covering the ass.
A complex algorithm scouring data that dates all the way back to 2008.
Ah, the dark ages.
Predicts when crimes are likely to take place and where. Officers will be there before. Where the crime is forecast.
They'll get a printout when they go on shift. Every beat cop, it's like, okay, This is where you're going to need to be.
So the mugging seven-day outlook will be issued for your neighborhood.
The computer says that odds
the
are...
The weekend is always in view.
This is where, you know, based on our statistics, this is where it's going to happen next. So be there.
Police will have forecasts for their shifts. They'll use their proactive time between 911 calls to be where it is likely... I mean, you know, this makes sense. To be where it is likely that a crime may be committed. Success will be measured in crime that does not occur. We'll measure the absence of crime.
In other words, how many days it's been since something happened.
There really won't be very many good crime statistics, which will be the victory in itself. They'll be hard to prove it's working if it's working.
The program initially is aimed at predicting property crimes because they occur in the largest numbers, and they occur in predictive areas. There are certain areas. Now, if the criminals find out about this, won't they just go to areas where the police aren't? Well, isn't that like pushing a bump down in a rug?
I think that's when a policeman get a certain weapon or a certain tool, the criminals usually have one better already.
Right.
Said the person who lives in the bad area, fine by me.
Off, go for it.
Push him out.
Text message just says, this software should frighten the heck out of you.
It should. Why?
I assume because it's gonna make bad people just by statistics.
It's also going to make you, if you're in that area, a suspect.
Yeah, you happen to be standing in the wrong place. And then
your skin color happens to be the wrong skin color.
Yeah.
Because statistically, people of darker skin may commit more crimes in this particular area. We have the statistics to prove that.
Yeah. The software itself is colorblind, but the statistics are not. The Police Chief magazine for the International Association of Chiefs of Police, they both called predictive policing the next era in policing. I was having a conversation about this with my brother yesterday about how everything has turned into number crunching and algorithms in our world. And that the same algorithms, by the way, that came up with subprime mortgages mm-hmm. as an incredible way to make money, because algorithms basically are designed to skim a little off the top, to minimize risk, to figure out a way to make you more productive. If we use, you know, completely non-human instinct mathematics to crunch things.
For the surest bet, right?
Whether it's your investments, whether it's a mortgage, whether it's Wall Street, whether it's when crimes are going to occur, whether it's the state of Vermont hooking up their computers so that I can't renew my driver's license until I pay a fine from 1978, whether it's scouring the internet to find ballroom dancing that might not be paying their taxes. You know, all of these things happen because our world isn't, there's no privacy anymore.
Texter seems to think that this is happening here in Seattle because the mayor and the chief of police are idiots and they are butt kissing to the Department of Justice.
And the algorithm he used to come up with that theory. I want to see that.
Amount of lip
another
per
text
square
messenger
inch.
Says that this is exactly what Phoenix Jones's wife does. They should have just gotten the information from
Phoenix
her in the first place.
Phoenix did say that to us, that he goes based on, you know,
where things happen.
Yeah. Well, and if you, and by the way, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's happening. If you look at even a baseball manager or an NFL coach, a good one will make a decision in a game that emotionally doesn't feel right to you.
No, absolutely right.
And the sporting person's answer is he's going by the numbers. Right. He's doing what gives him the highest probability of success over time. And if the pinch hitter strikes out and you go, oh, why didn't he let so-and-so hit?
Right.
Doesn't matter. He's playing the numbers.
Absolutely. When you pull a guy from a lineup and insert somebody else into a situation, batting situation, it's because he's got a lifetime 321 average against right-handed pitchers after seven innings.
However, in sports, in which emotions are king, I mean, if we don't have you guys all emotional about sports, we can't sell you beer. In sports, they ban this kind of technology. Remember New England? The coach, what's his name? In trouble?
Well, they banned spying and cheating. Yeah.
That's called collecting algorithms.
Collecting data.
Well, it's called spying on people's practices
filming.
Texters are also bringing up that this is like the pre-crime in Minority Report. One of the best Tom Cruise movies ever. I have to say, I don't think this is racial profiling.
No.
I live in this neighborhood. I can comment on it. There's always something terrible going on.
So what happens, though, if you're a minority and you live in this neighborhood and you're a kid who's doing 4.0s in school and you're up for five different scholarships, but the cops stop you every single day because you're the wrong color, wearing the wrong gear, in the wrong place at the wrong time? How's that not a bad thing?
I cannot have an opinion on that because that has never happened to me. And so for me to start talking about how someone's supposed to feel about being pulled over when they're doing nothing is ridiculous. However,
if someone wants to call and say that, they feel like that'll be them, we'll put them on the air.
However, I will say that I live a mile away from a police station, and my neighborhood is still constantly being blitzkrieged with petty theft, serious theft, property damage, people shooting each other. I don't care what happens. I really don't. Fix it.
All right. 826, pre-crime comes to Seattle. Coming up, screaming goats. There's a silly new trend in songs. And that is, and I wonder if your phone can do this, to mix in goat sounds
your
with your song.
Your phone can do this.
You do, the other day we were practicing and you were doing Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep.
Yeah.
And you mix in those sounds and it's very funny. It's hard actually to do that song straight with a straight face.
If you haven't seen some of these goat, goatifications.
It's artistry.
When we come back, a new form of art, screaming goats.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Meet celebrities from Star Wars, Star Trek, The Walking Dead, X-Files, X-Men, True Blood, and more. It's Comic-Con Week on 95.7 KJR, and you can win your way in. Listen weekdays at 12:35 p.m. and 4:35 p.m. for the Comic-Con Cue to Call. Then be caller 9 at 877-901-0957 for your chance to win tickets to the biggest Emerald City Comic-Con ever, March 1st through 3rd at the Washington State Convention Center. It's Comic-Con Week on 95.7 KJR.
Some fan experiences may require an additional charge.
Greetings, this is Eric Corman from The Bob Rivers Show, and I love Washington wine. March is Washington Wine Month. Celebrate with special offers on award-winning Washington State wine. Visit your local retailer or wine shop for more details.
The new mattress models are on their way, so Mattress Discounters is making room with a Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale. Get 50% off clearance mattress sets and save up to $400 on closeout sets from Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Of course, you always get free delivery and Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save during Mattress Discounters' Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
From the writers of The Hangover...
Yeah, Chang, this is your 21st birthday.
...comes an epic night.
ID. 21.
Blackjack, mother...
21 years in the making.
We're going to jail.
I can shake them.
Don't shake them!
21 and over. Rated R. Starts tonight, 10 p.m. Everywhere tomorrow.
It's the 25th anniversary of the Northwest Women's Show. Go to nwwomenshow.com.
Being a firefighter is one of the most important things in the world to me. About 4 years ago, I developed bone spurs on my hips, making it really painful to walk. When it got difficult to carry a stretcher or climb a ladder, I realized I needed help. The first doctor I saw said I needed new hips, but that I should wait 10 years. 10 years. I thought my career was over. When my wife found an orthopedic surgeon at UW Medical Center, he told me about an alternative procedure to put me back on my feet. I told him I just wanted to be good enough to go back to work. He said, "I want you to be better than good." Two procedures and a few months of rehab, and I have never felt better or stronger. I'm Ken, and I'm still rescuing others, thanks to UW Medicine.
Read Ken's entire story at uwmedicine.org/stories.
Right now at Burger King, mix and match any two of our delicious signature sandwiches for just $5. That's right, pick any combination you want for just $5. Whether you're craving the Whopper sandwich and the original chicken sandwich, the original chicken sandwich and the premium Alaskan fish sandwich, or the Whopper and another Whopper, it's now just $5. With a 2-for-$5 deal, every combination is the perfect combination, so don't miss it. Come in today and get any two sandwiches for just $5. Only at Burger King, where taste is king.
Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
T-Mobile announces a fast and free way to get your family mobile. Because right now, you can add a line to a qualifying T-Mobile family plan for free until 2014. That's an additional line to your family plan with free talk and text. And here's even better news for families everywhere. Come into T-Mobile now and get great deals on the hottest new Samsung smartphones, like the Galaxy S2 for $0 down, or the new Galaxy S3 for just $99 down, each after mail-in rebate card. So why pay more to get more? Add a line to a T-Mobile family plan for free until 2014, or get a great deal on a hot new Samsung, all on a nationwide 4G network. They're deals that might leave the whole family speechless. But get to a participating T-Mobile store fast, because these offers end soon.
Offer ends 3/23, plus taxes and fees. New 2-year contract on qualifying plan required. Device pricing for well-qualified buyers. Down payment and 20 payments of $20 per month required. 0% APR and approved credit while supplies last. Not available in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Miami-Dade County, or Washington, D.C. Details in store.
You know what that means.
Gifts.
That's right. It's CarToy's 26th birthday bash.
Got any phones on sale? I'm ready for an upgrade.
CarToy's has 26 hot phones on sale for only one penny during birthday bash.
26 phones for one penny?
Yep. And lots of them are super fast 4G like Verizon's Stratosphere 2 by Samsung, AT&T's One VX by HTC, or T-Mobile's Galaxy S2 by Samsung, all just one penny with upgrade or new activation.
I love this birthday party.
Car Toys is a better place to get your next phone. 26 phones for a penny, including lots of 4G smartphones. No mail-in rebates to hassle with. At Car Toys, we give you all the savings right in the store. And only Car Toys has experts who can connect your phone to your car stereo so you can start streaming music from iHeartRadio and Pandora in your car.
Let the fun begin.
If you've got a penny, your new phone is waiting for you at Car Toys Birthday Bash.
A better way to go.
Precious Rose, you color our world till insects and disease turn it upside down. So we've created Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. It's the no-spray formula that works three ways, controlling bugs and disease as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. So count your blessings and stop to smell the scientific advances. Available in easy-to-use liquid and granules. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
There are roses, and then there are, wow, those are parade-quality roses. So how do you get roses that really get people talking? Use Bayer Advanced Rose and Flower Care products. They help prevent disease and insects, while some even fertilize, which make your roses bigger and stronger. So you can have roses, or you can have your yard looks like something out of a magazine kind of roses with Bayer Advanced Rose and Flower Care products. Because to us, a rose is more than just a rose. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Want to know more about your old jewelry, gold, or coins? Go to WestSeattleCoins.com.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, it has been a nasty morning. Southbound 405 stop and go from 527 all the way through Kirkland. Southbound I-5 from 44th and Linwood all the way into downtown is also a very slow drive. Everett to Seattle taking you about 78 minutes right now. It looks like we've got an accident. I-5 southbound, the on-ramp from Lake City Way is partially blocked and kind of causing a jam there. We're also seeing really heavy traffic still northbound I-5 from the middle of the Boeing Field to the Convention Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Curel. This winter, trust your dry, chapped skin to dermatologist-recommended Curel Ultra Healing Lotion. It repairs and renews dry skin 2 times better than the leading advanced lotion to instantly relieve and, over time, help prevent dry skin from coming back. See the cure in Curel.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
You were trouble when you walked in. Places I've never been till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble.
Now, this would have to be explained to me. The big thing on YouTube right now to taking clips from a video, which is called Goats Screaming Like Humans. Pedro, do you have that video?
Yeah, I'm going to play. Oh, the original one?
Yeah, no, there's a goat screaming like humans.
Yeah, we have the isolated one.
That's the one I want to hear, because most of Taylor Swift sounded like a goat to me, so I want to know which part.
No.
Well, this is the, remember we played this one a long time ago, this screaming from a goat, that it went viral, this one.
Right.
We used it as actually we have it right here.
That sounds more like Taylor Swift singing live than it does on a record.
Well, that's not the only goat. That's the most popular one. Yeah, but there's these montages that are going around that are hilarious of all these different goats screaming with their funny goat voices.
So now play me the Taylor Swift "I Knew You Were Trouble" with screaming goats.
I knew you were trouble.
Yeah. All right, that's beautiful.
That's not the only one. There's more.
Oh, there's way more.
Want to hear more?
They could have left the music in.
Well, but that's the idea. It's only 30 seconds. People don't have time to spend more than they do.
Yeah. Here's Bon Jovi with goats screaming. It's awesome. I can see a version of Rock Band where you get to be the goat.
Oh, my God. That's great.
That's awesome. Now, Pedro, everyone wants to get on with this, right? Are the Impalers doing it?
Of course we are.
All right. What are the Impalers doing?
This version. Listen to this.
This is Casey with a goat. Awesome.
I'm telling you, May 4th, Emerald Queen Casino, it gets down to you need to sell those last 100 tickets. Screaming goats.
You know what? You know what, Bill? Bill is always like, you guys are great, but why do you have all these weird people that follow you everywhere? I'm going to go, Bill and Emerald Queen, we're going to have some goats.
Just one. Really. A good screamer.
Right, okay. We have to have auditions. Yeah.
First, I have to just tell him it's a goat. I'm going to leave the screaming part out.
Well, what would be the point of having a silent goat?
Yeah, we're going to bring Jay and the silent goat. Yeah. Do you think they would let us bring a goat into EQC, Eric?
Well, would we be able to control where it decides to leave its mark?
We've controlled Lynn all these years. I don't think it should be a problem.
You absolutely cannot. They do it everywhere. It's the problem with goats.
Oh, yeah, goats will, all right.
Everywhere.
So we need a goat costume. We need is a listener who gets to wear the goat costume and then a screen sample that we play in the middle of a song. That'd be hilarious.
Well, you remember Jim Brewer's Goat Boy bit on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
We need something like that. A guy who's got horns and some sideburns and a nice little billy goat.
Whoever wants to be the goat, send us the best picture of you in a goat costume. All right. Is that the only one you have for the Impalers?
Yeah, you just made it on the spot.
All right. Do some more. Those are great.
Yeah, I was looking for a Spike singing. Do you have a song where you scream? Because I was thinking of which one? Do you have one? Okay, when I'm like,
oh yeah, what we need is a little help from my friends.
Yeah, I was trying that one, but it doesn't work that well. Music.
Highway to Hell. There's a big old scream in there.
Okay, I want to look for that one.
Work on Highway to Hell.
I was a little insulted when you picked a Casey song. To be completely honest with you, well, I'm flattered to be a goat.
Also, with the Casey thing. Don't clip the music. I like the way they did it with Bon Jovi better, where you leave the music in and the goat screams over the top in key.
Well, the problem is we have Casey in the background, and they isolated that part. That's the problem.
Oh, right. You need a... So Bon Jovi actually gave up the multi-track to let them dub in the goat, because you would actually need the original masters of the record to duck out to duck Bon Jovi and put a goat in instead.
I don't care how they do it.
We can do that.
I just like to play it. My 2-year-old son likes it, and I like it. It's where comedy brilliance meets.
Very good. Okay. A beggar making six figures panhandling in Lexington, Kentucky. Gary Thompson claims to pull in $100,000 a year as a panhandler. Before you say whether or not you think that's a terrible thing, you should know that his method of being a panhandler, his costume or his pitch, if you will, is that he pretends to be mentally challenged. So he uses as a prop, not that he needs it, a wheelchair. He was confronted by a local news station about it, and here's the interview.
Why isn't that camera for?
Chances are you've seen him.
Try to dig. To the restaurant.
Sympathized with his wheelchair, his drawn hands, his story ripped at your heart.
Damn, give me money and to get some eat.
And if so, you're not alone.
I was a millionaire one time, Sue Honda of America, $2.4 million. All that money gone now.
That actually is the truth. We did some research, and sure enough, Thompson's mother was the plaintiff in a 1993 lawsuit against Honda for a motorcycle accident. The wreck left him with limited mobility, but it certainly didn't make him mentally handicapped, and we knew better.
You were just talking to me fine a second ago.
When?
We busted this bogus beggar right outside the police department just minutes after a press conference about
I'm
it.
Best in Lexus. I appreciate you guys busting me.
Yeah, that's
really
the same
good.
Guy?
Really good. I clear about $100,000 a year doing this.
$100,000 a year?
Yeah, about 60 to 100.
The 30-year-old said he's from Austin, Texas, and has done the same thing there. He also says he's got a degree in speech-language pathology. He's combined that training with his wheelchair and found that panhandling pays.
Ready to move to another city and start this? Nah.
No, I'm not. I'm just beginning.
And just like that...
My bead boy. I'm just playing. I got to go, y'all. I got to make some money.
Look at that. So the wheelchair is... He really needs a wheelchair.
Sounds like he really did have a motorcycle wreck. His mom got some money for it.
But when he's not panhandling, he goes out of that voice and just becomes a regular dirtbag.
I thought... what I got from that was that he can move around and doesn't need a wheelchair... But he uses the wheelchair for theatrical effect and then throws the voice and the mental disability on
Now,
top of it.
The Truth in Begging Act, is there such a law? There isn't, is there, right?
No.
It's not really for food. It's giver beware, or is there something that should be done about verifying beggars' stories as being real?
Well, if news stations went around and busted everybody around here, then the woman who's been pregnant with twins for 2.5 years on the corner near my house would probably be in trouble.
Maybe she's pregnant with alpaca, and that's a longer gestation period.
It doesn't mean that I don't want this guy punched in the face for playing on people's sympathies.
But you've seen this happen locally.
Absolutely. She has not been pregnant for 2 years. That's not possible. She's just fat.
Wow.
Yes. She stands right by, there's the homeless camp, Nicholsville, is very close to my house. I pass it all the time. And people used to be worried, like, oh, there's going to be homeless people walking around. That's actually not the case. You'd never know they were there.
Right.
They don't disrupt anything. They don't bother anybody except this one woman who stands right outside. And I used to give her food and money because I thought she was pregnant with twins.
And as she entered her eighth trimester.
2 years later. Yeah. And every time. And she stands right at the stoplight. And it's red. And any time I'm up there, I try so hard to gather.
Have you
and
stopped
harness
to talk
my
to
evil
her?
Energy. No, what am I going to say? You're terrible. Go get a job. Like, she got me. Okay.
I think you should scream at her like a goat. Actually.
Fred!
Wow. So, by the way. As Jody tells us more and more stories about navigating her way home, I would like to donate some money to her.
Get Jody out of town.
All right.
Actually, move to a better neighborhood.
Nicholsville took up a space that was not being used, and I think that they're fine over there.
It's actually called Nicholsville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they panhandle?
Well, that's where they live.
No,
that's
they don't.
They call it Nicholsville.
Homeless camp. It was because of Mayor Nichols. Nicholsville came to be under his.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a homeless camp. And people were worried when they moved in. They took up a space that was not doing anything. It's right on the highway. It's not beautiful. It's just a big.
And Nicholsville is just take off on Hooverville. When the Great Depression, every encampment was called Hooverville.
You can blame this on him, as the people who would be opposed to it would say, and the people who would support it would say, good on him, he put the camp here.
Right.
Jimmy Kimmel made fun of Morrissey on Tuesday's show because Morrissey refused to come in when the stars of Duck Dynasty were there.
Morrissey is a vegan and a staunch animal rights activist. Yesterday, he put out a press release saying he couldn't, quote, morally be on a television program where the cast members of Duck Dynasty will also be guests. He said, as far as my reputation is concerned, I can't take the risk of being on a show alongside people who, in effect, amount to animal serial killers. He said this, if Jimmy cannot dump Duck Dynasty, then we must step away. And while I respect his stance on this, I really do, there's a very good reason why I didn't dump the Duck Dynasty guys for Morrissey, and it's because they have guns. And Morrissey doesn't.
Right. So he was upset. He talked about actually having the people from the show, Duck Dynasty, on having the show a little bit more here.
I found myself in a weird position today. I'm feuding. I'm in the middle of a celebrity feud with Morrissey. I'm at Warrissey. He's a singer. I would even go so far as to call him a legend, and he is, but he's also a vegetarian, and he was supposed to be on our show last night, but he canceled when he found out the guys from the show Duck Dynasty would be here. Morrissey released a truly idiotic statement. I'll be honest, it made me very angry. And this has nothing to do with people who eat meat versus people who don't. I have a lot of respect for people who don't eat meat. I totally understand, even if being on the show with duck hunters made Morrissey feel uncomfortable. But the statement he made is ridiculous. And so I'd like to invite him to join me on the show to discuss it, because I am an open, even-handed person who considers and respects all points of view. I am an open and even-handed person who considers and respects all points of view.
All right, Pedro, what is he doing when he says that?
He's just repeating the tape that you have.
Maybe it'll be true. So you are invited, Morrissey, to talk this out, and perhaps we will both be better men for it.
But all right, Duck Dynasty is a show, a reality show about duck hunting. It'd be like a fishing program being on the show,
no,
wouldn't it?
No, it's guys with beards, and they're silly.
Yeah, they're a bunch of cooter, goober, you know,
okay, how is this different
beard
from a fishing show, Joe? I'm not getting it.
Because it's not about them going out and hunting ducks. They actually run a business where they sell products that other people use to hunt ducks, and the show is based on them and how they run their business, okay, and you know how their mom cooks roadkill and all this stuff. So,
but what I'm saying is the vegetarian doesn't want to be on the same show they're on. Why? He goes into restaurants that meat eaters go into. He shops for clothing at places where meat eaters shop for clothing.
He probably doesn't do either of those things.
Really?
He's quite serious.
Can you?
Well, remember, this is the guy who's not allowing any hot dogs to be sold at his shows. This is the guy that Staples Center is going all vegan.
So he's trying to create a vegan environment surrounding him wherever he goes.
Yes.
And there's a show on Jimmy Kimmel Show that's also got a guest who have built an empire out of what Morrissey deems to be the cruel and serial killing of animals.
But by boycotting the show, I'm dying to see Duck Dynasty. I want to know what it's all about.
A lot of people love it. It's, you know, it's their relationships, and oh, they're from the swamp, or that, you know, they're from the country, and they
it's
act like
watching
folk.
The people that go looking for gold, watching the people
yes.
that are ice road truckers.
Yes,
it's one
characters.
Of those
yes.
reality shows where you look inside the characters
right.
who do a particular
the
thing.
The show is
for
not about the skill of hunting ducks. It's about the men who build a business and run it.
I will say there is a big difference between duck hunting shows and fishing shows, though, too.
What is that?
Well, a lot of times on the fishing show, in fact, 95% of the time,
they
I
let
would
the
say,
fish go again.
Yeah, the fish is
they don't perform emergency surgery on the duck and remove the slug.
There's no catch and release duck hunting.
Nurse him back to health.
You know, definitely.
Yeah, you were definitely not catching that little
That's
guy.
Fair enough,
let him
Joe.
Quack at you a couple times and send him free.
There's no way to catch and release a duck.
No. Duck hunting is duck hunting. It's dogs. It's shotguns.
Catch and release. That's unique to fishing.
Yeah, you can. Bill Dance can reel in 5-pound bass all day long, and if things go right, every bass gets to live.
Other than the years of therapy and counseling the bass needs, which we don't know about fish.
They've got a story to tell, my
yeah.
friend.
All right, we did Joan Rivers. Well, this is a different. This is her talking about Anne Hathaway. Boy, Joan is really quite in the news lately. She did that, we're not going to do that joke again, but
the Heidi Klum, yeah.
She made fun of Adele's weight on Letterman the other night. We didn't play the audio, did we?
No, we didn't.
All right, let's hear this.
The other was I met Adele.
You met Adele?
Yeah.
Oh!
And she been on the show?
She won. Oh, yeah, a lovely woman.
Oh, yeah.
Picture.
No, she's thin. Can we just talk to each other here? You know, what is her song, Rolling in the Deep?
Yeah.
She should add fried chicken. It is just...
And this is vintage. Joan Rivers made her whole thing making fun of Liz Taylor for getting overweight. It's
this
just
has
what
been
she
her
does.
Brand for decades, and she's the best that there is.
But yeah. are we different now? We don't make fun of overweight as much as we used to. Or we can't get away with it.
I think it's Adele. Like, she's so beloved that it's more hardcore.
Honey Boo Boo jokes
are
fine. Honey Boo Boo's mother jokes are okay.
All right. And Honey Boo Boo is also in the news. They're taking her program around the globe, right? What is going on with Honey Boo Boo?
Is she
going
to be an ambassador to North Korea or something?
You know,
her and Dennis Rodman.
You know who loves Honey Boo Boo? I mean, where this show is huge. I mean, like, top. It's not the top show, but I think it's like number three.
Frito-Lay Factory?
No. Poland. The Polish people love watching this Honey Boo Boo. And thanks to the success in Eastern Europe, now it's going to be on in Australia. It's going to be on in several countries. And it's, I guess, a little piece of America that, you know, we're going to get to share with the rest of the world.
Do you have a clip of Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah, just give me
some. I probably will never, ever see it unless you play a clip.
You'll be okay.
I'm sure I will.
You know the reason why they like it in Poland?
Why?
Makes them look good.
Makes us look bad. Yeah.
But the real problem is going to be here, and if we hear a clip, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Is the language barrier. I mean, we already get subtitles here in America to watch Honey Boo Boo.
Right. So in other words, will people in Britain, it'd be like our reaction to a thick Cockney accent where we can't even tell what they're saying.
Right, right. I mean,
they'll have their reaction to the thick Honey Boo Boo accent.
And the words that just don't ever exist. I mean, in
give me
any,
some words that don't
language.
Exist.
Well, I don't watch Sketty. A lot of Honey Boo Boo, but yeah, like, Mama make me spaghetti, you know? I mean, it's a pretty simple thing, and I know she's talking about spaghetti, but just a lot of Southern terms.
Did you, this is a caffeine drink and an energy drink.
And tell what it tastes like.
It tastes like apple juice. A yummy, yummy to my tummy.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
No.
I'm about to drink all
right now.
I'm waiting for a goat to jump in at some point.
You're telling me.
Okay. At 8:53, one of the biggest bands of the 90s has imploded again. They fired the lead singer with a one-sentence press release. Big band of the 90s, do I like them, Joe?
I think you respect them.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I-5 southbound, the on-ramp to the express lanes from Lake City Way. We've got an accident there partially blocking the ramp. It looks like Everett to Seattle right now, taking you about 75 minutes with really heavy traffic from 44th and Linwood all the way down into Seattle. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, still really heavy traffic there as well, all the way into the Kennedale Hill. Either direction, a 520 between I-5 and the water and I-90 between I-5 and the water slow as well.
Traffic report is brought to you by Overlake Medical Centers.
At Overlake, they think getting to a top cardiac center shouldn't involve three freeways and a toll bridge, which is why they provide comprehensive cardiac care in the heart of Bellevue. Visit overlakehospital.org/cardiac to learn more. Overlake Medical Center. We think about you.
Recently, I took a road trip through Detroit. Then south to Macon, Georgia. Then the desert southwest.
And I did it with iHeartRadio.
1,500 live radio stations. Stations you create on your phone or laptop.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney, and this is my own station on iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.com. Check out iHeartRadio on Kindle Fire HD.
Take us with you wherever you go. Search for 95.7 KJR on iHeartRadio.
March is hopping at Muckleshoot Casino with great live entertainment and the biggest televised sporting events. On March 14th at 7 p.m., Club Galaxy welcomes R&B legends, The Spinners. These guys have 12 gold records and tons of hits, and the best part is the price at Club Galaxy, always free. With its huge screens, Club Galaxy is also the best place to catch all the action of the UFC fights. And Saturday, March 16th at 7 p.m., it's UFC 158, so make sure you arrive early for a good seat. Sunday, March 17th, it's St. Patrick's Day, and you can get the luck of the Irish all month long in the Coyaba Grill. Daily from 6 to 10 a.m., you can get a traditional Irish breakfast with Irish bacon, sausage, potatoes O'Brien, and your choice of eggs for just $5.95. Get all the latest promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com, then stop in this month at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
When Les Schwab opened his first tire store back in 1952, he wasn't thinking about how to celebrate his company's 61st anniversary in 2013. It's not that he didn't believe in what he was doing, it's just that, well, he was probably too busy helping a customer. So, for our founder's celebration, there's no celebrity appearances, no fireworks shows, just our best tire value promise, and some great deals on custom wheels, brake services, and more. All February long at Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Happy birthday, buddy!
From the writers of The Hangover.
I can't go out tonight.
I have my biggest med school interview ever tomorrow morning.
Jeff Chang, this is your 21st birthday. This is the day you get to tell every bouncer.
21.
Blackjack mother.
Best friends.
She was cute, right?
Yeah, she's cute. She's just not my type.
What is your type?
Girls that want to have sex with me?
Make the worst decisions.
We're going to jail.
I get shaken.
Don't shake him.
Don't shake him.
21 and over. Rated R. Under 17 requires accompanying parent or an adult guardian. Starts tonight, 10 p.m. Everywhere tomorrow.
Seattle drivers love Subaru. It's perfect for the Northwest. Just right for our winter driving conditions. Great for our summer activities like hiking, biking, and kayaking. And perfect for our families and pets. So right now, during the Subaru True Love event at Walker's Rent and Subaru, you can make it your one and only with incredible savings. For example, Walker's has the 2013 Subaru Outback 2.5i for just $22,918. That includes air, Bluetooth, roof rails, a 5-star safety rating, and of course, Subaru's incredible all-wheel drive system. That was just $22,918 for the 2013 Subaru Outback 2.5i. So get to Walker's Renton Subaru or go online at rentonsubaru.com and check it out today or any of our other great deals. Let your heart lead the way and see why Seattle drivers love Walker's Renton Subaru. Exit 2 off 405 in Renton or online at rentonsubaru.com. Walker's Renton Subaru. Is there anywhere else? VINs available at dealer. Outback model DDA01. All prices and vehicles subject to $150 dock fee. See dealer or website for complete details. Ends February 28th, 2013.
Want to hear something that pairs perfectly with red wines and white wines? Rosés and bubblies. The word sale. And right now at Safeway, it's a big one. With your club card, you can save 30% on all Washington wines. Plus, get an extra 10% off when you buy 6 bottles or more. With savings that big, mix and match your favorites. Wine sale. Ah, oh, that has a lovely finish to it, doesn't it? Save 30% on Washington wines at Safeway. Ingredients for life. 10% offer valid on 750 milliliter or larger bottles. March means spring. And at Safeway, March also means a whole month of deals on frozen favorites. Use your club card in the frozen food department all month long for the big event. Like this week, get delicious DiGiorno pizzas, 2 for just $10, selected varieties. And load up on other popular brands, like Eggo waffles and Green Giant vegetables. Just look for the specially marked tags in the frozen food aisles and save. Celebrate spring all month long with cool savings on frozen favorites. At Safeway, ingredients for life.
At Taco Time, we work hard every day to prepare all your Taco Time favorites. You know, the ones you ask for again and again. Like our crisp tacos, burritos, Mexi fries, and our made-from-scratch white chicken chili. But every so often, we think it's good to try something new. That's why we're really excited about our new Baja Fish Tacos. Unlike some places that use ordinary white fish, Taco Time uses only the best mahi-mahi. Of course, we chop and slice all our veggies fresh and make our salsa and sauce from scratch too. And our white corn tortillas? They're still made for us by the same local baker we've been using for nearly 40 years. The result? A pretty amazing fish taco. So if you want to try something new, swing by Taco Time for a taste of our new Baja Fish Tacos. They're one of our new favorites, and we hope they'll become one of yours too. After all, when it comes to favorites at Taco Time, there's always room for one more.
This jacket can take almost anything. Try it on.
Okay, let's see.
How's that jacket, sir? Sir?
Nice. Real nice.
If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, get ready. Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days is here. It's our biggest sale and event of the season with huge discounts on the latest gear from all your favorite brands. Plus, check out our Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters and free seminars. Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days, in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We are working with thick traffic southbound I-5 from 44th and Linwood, where it's pretty much stop and go, all the way down into Seattle at this point. Everett to Seattle taking you 67 minutes. Linwood to Bellevue southbound 405, a 51-minute commute. And that Federal Way to Seattle drive has been a lengthy one all morning. Right now it's going to be about 50 minutes. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, stop and go as well.
This traffic report is brought to you by Money Tree.
Money Tree makes cashing my checks easy and affordable, especially at tax time. I can cash my tax refund check for only 1%. Plus, they'll give me a prepaid debit card if I load part of my refund onto the card. When I want my money now, Money Tree's the answer.
Money Tree. Money in time.